Well, as coronavirus cases increase across Europe, the World Health Organization says children are contracting the virus at a high rate. Regional Director Hans Klute is urging governments to protect children and schools as part of the response to growing case numbers. Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded its first two cases of the Omicron variant, as Steph Smale reports.
As winter closes in across Europe, coronavirus case numbers there and in Central Asia are spiking.
While the end of the year and the festive season is approaching, reported deaths due to COVID-19 have reached a high plateau, close to 4,100 deaths a day, doubling from 2,100 deaths a day at the end of September.
World Health Organization Regional Director Hans Kluge says infections have increased across all age groups, but children between 5 and 14 years old have the highest rates. He says vaccination is clearly saving lives, but argues mandates should be an absolute last resort.
While cases and deaths have more than doubled in the past 2 months, COVID-19 deaths have remained significantly below previous peaks. Thus, the mortality would have been far worse without vaccination.
He wants a three-pronged attack to get the spread under control and to protect children.
Number one, to shift from a reactive mode to stabilizing the crisis. Two, to protect children and their schools as part of the response strategy. And three, not to mandate without reaching out to the communities first.
International health authorities are also watching closely as data grows about the Omicron variant. In the United States, Delta is still the dominant strain. Nearly 50 million COVID infections have now been recorded there, and there has been 800,000 virus-related deaths. There are concerns vaccination rates are still too low. Dr. Stuart Ray is a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore.
It's going to take us months to get to 75% vaccination nationwide and even longer to get to higher rates, and much less the boosters. So we are behind the curve on vaccination, and it's clear that in states like Maryland, where I am, we've been relatively spared of the high hospitalizations and deaths from the last surge, whereas places with lower vaccination rates, they have had a greater impact.
Back home, as the Sunshine State prepares to open its border, two different strains of the Omicron variant have been identified. A Nigerian man who was in hotel quarantine in Cairns after flying in from Sydney has tested positive. Queensland's Health Minister Yvette Dath says he's now in hospital.
So that now means everyone on that flight has been deemed to be a close contact, not just those who were immediately seated around this individual. Having said that, these people, because it's a direct flight from Sydney, should all be in some form of quarantine unless they are transiting on elsewhere.
The other case is a South African man who has a strain called Omicron-like. He's also in hospital, but Queensland's Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerard says both men are well.
We now have Omicron and Omicron-like, and it's a reminder to us all that as we open our borders, this doesn't mean that the COVID journey is finished. Please don't think that we're going to go from elimination to living with COVID in one simple flick. This is going to be a difficult period. Cases will come in. We expect those to peak, as we've said earlier, sometime between March, June, those sort of items. The most important part, though, is the more people we get vaccinated, the lower the case numbers will be.
That's Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. John Gerard there, ending that report from Stephanie Smale.